Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have a guest here with me, and she's being a little bit barky because we got someone in the house, someone working on it. But how have you guys been? How have you guys been? Has it been a good week for you guys? Oh my gosh. It's raining cats and dogs right now in my area, and it's been a very interesting week. On my end. I had a client who came to me this past week, and I usually process him for his business because a lot of times he's got business challenges, and I'm his coach for business and so forth. And the one thing that always comes up with him is, how am I going to do this? I cannot do this. I cannot do that. And I started thinking, wow, I wonder how many other people are always going today. How will I do this? And then so I told him a very interesting tool, a tool that anybody can use if you just need a little practice with it. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's not about giving up, because so attitude you got to have that I can do this, everybody can do this, and so can I. That is mentality. That if anybody else can do it, you most definitely can do it too, because there's nothing about you that you don't have that others have. So you are the same. It's just the mental attitude, your inner talk, as they say, is what matters. If you don't think you can do it, guess what? You will not be able to do it. But if you think you can do it, you will be able to accomplish it. I've been doing the Miracle Morning process for about a month or so already, which this is a process where you wake up an hour earlier than you normally would, and then during that hour, you do journaling, you do meditation, you do your affirmations, you do, and it's about looking at ahead, at what it is, what are your targets, what is it that you want to accomplish? And there is a book actually called The Morning Miracle, and that's what you follow. It's an e-book, you can buy it in Kindle, or you can just, it's a paper book. But if you're looking to change your life, if you're looking to do something else, because what you've been working on has not been working, this is a good opportunity. It's something to try. Okay? Now, for the inner talk, we are really, really, really good at talking ourselves down, are we? We are, and here is my little girl crying because she thinks I'm killing her, and all she is in my office, and she just cannot go out. So we are really good at inner talk. And we keep telling ourselves, no, I cannot do this, I cannot do this, I cannot do this, I cannot do this. What else? I'm going to give up. So if you give up, then you really cannot do it. But as long as you can do it, as long as you think you can do it, you can definitely do it. One of the things, remember I keep talking about the clearing statement? I keep talking about the clearing statement when I clear you guys, something comes up, at least energy just comes up, and I just say, Ryan Longren about putting back on my shirt, and beyond, and it's really fast that I say it. But in reality, you don't really need to say the full clearing statement, you can just say putting back. When something, like when you start putting back, it's like a vacuum cleaner. When this black cloud comes over your head, because that's what it is. When you start thinking, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, I cannot accomplish this, I'm not cut out for it, or this relationship, he will not like me or she will not like me, I'm not good enough, I'm not good looking enough, whatever, any of that self-talk, you know what I'm talking about, any of that self-talk comes up, all you have to say is, put and pack. And whatever that idea was born, or whatever you destroyed the idea that you were that good, that one will be the put and pack clearing statement that will take it away. That will release that energy. That will destroy that energy that created, or that will release whatever you held it captive. For example, my customer, he was saying the economic conditions are getting bad. And of course, the way we've been looking at Wall Street, as you saw today, the Chinese, the market went down. So it's like he was worried about the Wall Street economy going down. The economy going down, making the Chinese money stronger than the dollar, which means that goods are going to be costing more, so he won't be able to import, and, you know, selling will be more expensive. And he was just making this thing, and I said, put him back. And then he was like, oh, my gosh, I just made this whole history of it. Yes, if you don't stop it in time, you start making a history that you think is a reality. So there's a lot of people who are expecting it. Of course, we are in a flat economy. Granted, that is a given. Eventually, affects the other markets. Yes, that is a given because everything is together now. But at the same time, if you expect that the market is going to go down, and then you start selling your shares, you start selling shares so that to prevent that, yes, you are adding to the problem. You see what I'm saying? If enough people were to just stay calm, cool, and collected, it will have minimal effect. Today there was a poll on people because it's happening in China. A lot of people don't have any clue of what's going on in the economy. Okay, so a lot of people right now don't have a clue. But then after today, after what happened last week, and after today, people are going to start getting a little bit leery, and hopefully they will stay calm, cool, and collected, and they will just a lot about emotions. It's all about emotions. And they buy, they sell on emotion. That's what it's all about. It's not about, ultimately, that's what it's about. They look at the balance sheets, they look at the bank statements, they look at the financial statements and the balance, you know, balance sheets and all that, and the return on investment and a stock per share. But eventually, it's all about gut feeling. It's about how you feel about the stock, how you feel about the shares, how you feel about the market, how you feel about the economy. Is the economy good? So whenever you start getting this feeling, whenever you start this negative inner talk that you usually do to yourself, just go put and puck. And that will stop you. That will unstuck you. If you are like in a place where you keep talking to yourself that you're not good enough about something, you're not good enough to go out with someone else, you're not good enough to, for whatever, you're not good enough. Put and puck. POD and POC. Put and puck. And that is like a vacuum cleaner that comes and takes all that black cloud that you have created, because as soon as you remember, the thought starts is where the creation begins. Just the thought. You are that powerful. If when you start thinking, I'm not good enough, I cannot do this, you start the creation, and that is the beginning of your reality. So all you have to do is say, put and puck. Now, if you guys are ready, I will tell you another modality, which is really cool. Now, when I do the activations, I usually go up to a seventh plane. The seventh plane is the plane where the creator of all that is. That's the most pristine, the purest energy ever. Okay? And all you have to do is go first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. You imagine yourself going up. Sometimes I picture myself being Superman, or Superwoman, I should say. And I just see myself coming out of my body, and I just fly all the way up. And for some reason or other, when I do this, the Indiana Jones music comes on for me. Dun, 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 dun. So it's funny. I don't know, that music just comes up for me. So when I do this, all you have to imagine is you have to ground yourself, allow the opening, the connection from you to the creator. Once you are grounded, you just see yourself coming out of your body, and you go up the plane. the plane. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You can take as long as you want. You can be as fast as you want to. When I first started, which was a couple of years back, it used to take me a while. It used to take me a while to get up to 7 because I was like, oh, you know, very apprehensive. I didn't know what I was going to find. And of course, this is your reality. This is what you are going to find out there. You can find, you know, you can find worlds of with different stuff, different cultures if you want. And you can investigate those cultures. You can investigate whatever beings live in those worlds on your way to a 7th plane if that's what you want. Now I just go because I have a purpose that I'm going for. I just go from my body to the 7th. I go there. There's this big white light. And I have a place on the 7th plane. And I just greet the creator and I sit down on a lotus position. Oh, you can sit down, you can stand up, you can do whatever you want. It's your reality. And then I just ask the creator. I ask for the activation to begin. Now what I'm going to show you now, what I'm going to show you guys to do, is we're going to do the same thing, except we're not going to ask the creator. Because we are in the creator's energy, we're going to make a statement. The statement goes like this. You know how we get tripped? We always get tripped when we always say, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to build a business. I don't know how I'm going to take my, I'm going to pass. I don't know how I'm going to sell the house to, you know, to keep food on the table. I don't know how. I don't know how, blah, 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 blah. You can fill in the blank. So you're going to start, this is from a modality called the one command, okay? So you're going to start with, I don't know how. You already know that, right? So you just start, I don't know how. And then you say, whatever it is that you want to accomplish. The only thing is, everything is happening in the now. There's no past, there's no future. Everything's in the now. If you say in the future never comes. So it's never going to come, okay? So everything's happening now. Like, for example, I don't know how. I forgive myself for everything and anything. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. Fulfillment is to say I am grateful, because gratitude is what really gets everything done, okay? Or you can say, I don't know how I sell products and services. Know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. Or I don't know how I attract clients on a weekly basis. I just know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. Or another example is, I don't know how I pass my test. I just know that I do, and I am fulfilled, okay? So that is, I don't know, this is what I'm getting done, and I am fulfilled. That's it, okay? So let's go ahead and do this so that you guys know. Oh, and after you said this, you just drop your barriers, and you allow, you receive, you allow everything that you ask, your statement, and more to come to you. Because we think small. You got to learn to think bigger. And when you drop your barriers and you say, I'm open to receiving more, the universe wants to give you whatever you're willing to receive. Okay? So let's go ahead and do one. And if we have time, we'll go ahead and get a couple of them. Okay? So take a deep breath. Please not be driving and or operating heavy machinery if you do this, because you will need to have your eyes closed. And we're going to be doing this in the theta wave. That means that you're going to be closing your eyes and you're going to be turning your eyes up. Even though your eyes are closed, you're going to be turning it up, looking towards the ceiling, and that takes you into theta. Okay? So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. Go ahead and ground. Imagine roots coming out of your feet. Deep and wide. Deep and wide. Imagine pulling the energy from the mother, from the earth, up your roots, up your legs, your torso, and out your crown. To do this, and just set your body aligned to the earth. Your body knows what to do. Your body is very aware. There you go. There you go. Now you can take my hand if you want to, or you can just be on your own. We're going to fly up to the seventh plane. And we're going to come out of our body. You can come out any which way you want. You can come out through the crown, or you can come out, you know, through the front of the body, whatever. So let's go ahead and come out of the body. And let's go up to the seventh plane. First plane, second plane, fourth plane, fifth plane, sixth plane, seventh plane. Good job. On the seventh plane, look around you. What does it look like? Is it a iridescent white light that's greeting you? Find a place where you can sit down. There you go. Now, create. This is where Creator lives all the time. You can come here anytime you want to and just sit. If you have any issues with your body, you can always sit here and not have any problems. And you can even come here before you go to sleep at night. So, keep breathing. Now, turn your eyes up with your legs closed. Turn your eyes up. Look up. We're going to go into Theta. And now repeat after me. I don't know how. I forgive myself for anything and everything. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. Imagine yourself dropping your barriers and being allowance of receiving whatever else the universe wants to give to you. Do one more command. I don't know how. I forgive others. And I free myself. I only know that I do. I only know that I do now. And I am fulfilled. And allow the energy to come. Whatever energy the universe wants to give you. Because we ask for small portion of what the universe wants to give us, more and more. Now that we have, let's get back into our body. Let's go down, 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 and as we go down, we see the different planes go by. And then we get into our bodies gently. And then vision, because we carry everything in the DNA. Vision yourself untwisting your DNA. The DNA visualizes a continuous ribbon, untwisting it, so that it's flat. Shake it all around so that everything that's no longer a benefit to you falls off. And then wrap up again, gratitude. For what you are, for what you receive. and ground, ground, ground. There you go. There you go. Now, take a deep breath. Okay, come back to this one. See how that wasn't that bad? That's very soothing, isn't it? When you go up to the seventh plane, to the enjoying the creator of all that is, the energies are just so nurturing. And this is something that right, we took our time observing what's in the seventh plane. And you can just, like I said, you can just ground yourself, center yourself, get up on the seventh plane, say your statement, I don't know how, I'm going to, and I am fulfilled. That would be it. Let's go ahead and do that again. We got some time. So go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath. This time we're going to do it a little bit faster. Next day. Let's go ahead and ground yourself. There you go. Ground, ground, ground. Pull energy from the earth and let it run through your body. Out your crown. Ground and out your crown. Line your body up to the earth so you're all lined up. You're getting ready to take off. One, let's head out to the seventh plane. Once we get to the seventh plane, you can say hi to the creator. Find your spot where you want to sit. And let's go ahead and start. Roll your eyes up. I don't know how. I make $10,000 more this month. I just know that I do. And I am full of the universe from the Creator. Come to you. You can expand yourself if you want to receive more. And when you do that, you just expand. And that's the infinite being that you are. You can just expand yourself throughout the whole universe. And then you come down, back into your body. Down, down, down. And in the body, gently. Now you untwist the ribbon, that's your DNA. Because that's where we carry everything. And you just shake it. So everything that will not allow you to make an additional $10,000 this month, share away that comes to you. And then you twist it again. And then you just watch it twist. Roll your DNA, your DNA, a couple of miles long. But you watch it and it goes really fast. And then you just ground, ground, ground the energy. And then you take a deep breath and exhale. How does it get to be better than this? How did you guys do? Wow, that was awesome. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear that you made $10,000 more. So what would it take to hear from you guys, huh? To hear your wonderful news, huh? But that is all you have to do. Now, whenever you hear yourself with a word, I don't know how, just ask yourself. And continue. Continue with that. Whenever you hear your inner voice saying, I don't know how, you just go, but I do, and I'm doing it now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I'm going to make it to that meeting, but I am making it to that meeting now, and I am fulfilled. And then once you practice this enough, as you can see, the first time it was a little bit longer. The second time, it wasn't quite as long. But when you do it on yourself, you know, you don't even have to, doesn't even take more than a minute. But make sure you're not driving. Make sure you're in a place where you can do this safely. And then you start working on it, start learning. And this is how you're going to shift yourself out of situations that are no longer a contribution to you. And you can go ahead and change your life, your health, your finances, your relationships with it. I don't know how I'm going to find a boyfriend. I don't know how I have a wonderful boyfriend, but I do. And I am fulfilled. I don't know how I have a girlfriend that is wonderful, but I do, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how my relationship with my mother got fixed, but it is now, and I am fulfilled. So you can just make up the stories and, you know, the sentences of what it is that you want to fix. Now, if you want to read about this, there's another book called The One Command. You can look for it in Amazon. It's a ebook and it's a hard book if you want to. But you can just go ahead and start doing some more research on it and you can see how else you can use it. Guys, it's been my pleasure. It's been my privilege. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for spending these last 30 minutes with me. My little girl was earlier with me when she was joining her energy, although she wasn't quite happy because she wasn't a choice of hers, but I had to let it out because it was over. So we had some quietness at my end. But yeah, I appreciate you taking, I am very grateful. Please write to us, let us know how you're doing so we can introduce more pragmatic tools for you. Thank you very much. Have a great week. Bye-bye.